I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Strong demand allowed farm incomes to withstand large reductions in federal assistance in 2021. What will 2022 be like for ag incomes? USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says he was a bit overly cautious when he predicted farm incomes would drop in 2021. Government payments to farmers were set to be cut back by over 40%, but as it turned out, huge consumer demand pushed prices up, and as a result, net farm incomes rose by 23% in 2021.
I'm not ringing the fire alarm. I'm just saying, hey, keep an eye on things, because this was quite a good year. And I'd be happy to be wrong in the same way next year. I'd be happy to be wrong and say, hey, margins, you know, be saying margins will be a little bit tighter next year, and be totally wrong and have a great farm income year and just blow the doors off again. Be happy to be wrong. But I also want folks to be prepared. I think they're prepared. I think the sector as a whole is prepared quite well in terms of, you know, debt to asset ratios and the health of the overall farm economy. I do worry a little bit about this late season run on input prices.
He says farmers will still be paying very high prices for things like fuel, fertilizers, and other inputs. But he says because 2021 was such a good year, farmers will likely be able to weather the higher input costs in 2022. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.